We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 26, verses 15 through 18. In this passage, Paul is telling King Agrippa about how Jesus commissioned him as an apostle to the Gentiles. In verse 17, Jesus says to Paul, "I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles." Now, we were asking as we finished last time, does Saul actually fit the requirements for a first-tier apostle? Because there were basically two requirements. One, as they went to choose Judas's replacement, Peter said it must be someone who has been with us, with the Lord Jesus, from the beginning of the baptism of John to the same day that Jesus ascended at Bethany. Second, it must be someone who has been a witness with us of Jesus' resurrection. And we ask the question, strictly speaking, could that be said of Saul? And the answer is no. He was not part of the original disciples. He had not traveled with Jesus from Jesus' baptism to the point of the Mount of Ascension. So on that point, he did not qualify. The other point was that it had to be someone who had seen the resurrected Christ. So in this story, God makes a sovereign choice. He calls Saul to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, just like the original 12. He calls him on the basis of sovereign choice, and he gives him the prerequisite of having seen the resurrected Jesus. As MacArthur relates, Paul had actually had three personal appearances and visions of Jesus by the time that we arrive to Acts 25. He saw him on the road to Damascus, he saw him in a vision at the temple, and he saw him in the jail cell at Jerusalem. So Jesus determined the basis of Saul's calling as an apostle, primarily to the Gentiles. We might consider Saul's calling a bit incongruent to that of the original 12, but was it really? What was the consummate calling of all of them? It's in Matthew chapter 28, what missiologists often refer to as the Great Commission. There Jesus told his disciples, who later would be apostles, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." We can say that Paul's apostolic calling had two very important earmarks. First, it was in line with that of the Old Testament prophets, like that of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Second, it was in line with that of Jesus' original 12 disciples. So Saul may not have traveled with the 12 from the beginning of Jesus' ministry when he was baptized by John in the Jordan River up to the point that he was taken up from them at the Mount of Ascension at Bethany. But Paul does qualify in that God had purposely, pointedly called him to be an apostle and given him these personal revelations of Jesus Christ. We'll see more of Jesus' calling on Paul's life next time on Verse by Verse.